This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lots of things going on in the American family farm community, and this program is all about underscoring those things. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer, as are most of the people, or many of the people that listen to this program, is sort of in a categorical sense, folks who listen to this program who are directly tied to farming and the smaller farmers. And the idea of what we can do to help each other out is really the backbone of the philosophy of this presentation. I'm Doug Steffen. Have Jersey cows on my farm. I have the usual array of animals and ice cream and things that I guess would be described as agritourism on the farm. It's kind of a fun way of it is fun, but I have a vocation, and that's the radio business. My avocation is farming. I just try not to lose too much money doing it. And last couple of years we've been better off because of being able to sell ice cream from the farm at retail, things like that. You got to find things that will help you, especially although the forecast is for better dairy prices. It hasn't been great. It hasn't been easy. A lot of small American family farmers, 100 cows, gone. And I've talked about that 100 times. I don't want to overdo it. Most of the time when I start the program, before we get to our guest who's going to be it's always a person who's focused on how to make farming better. We'll have a vegetable guy on named Michael Pearl in a few minutes from a farm in Missouri. First, though, let's understand what extra U.S. farm products could be sold to China. Although the trade talks, it appears now, as we look at the news and understand what's going on for the benefit of our country and for farmers, in reality, what the president has done is not good for farming, but in the long haul, it's good for our country. So does that mean in the long haul, it's going to be good for farmers? I guess it depends. They have agreed, the Chinese have agreed to make new purchases of farm products from our country. This happened after a meeting with the president of China this past weekend in Japan at the G20 summit. China at the moment is the top buyer of many U.S. agricultural exports, making purchases last year of over $21 billion. So that just kind of got cut off at the knees because the president wanted to stop the way China was abusing the relationship. I understand that as well. It's good. I mean, it's painful, but it's not, it is what it is. I'm looking at what they've agreed to buy more of, not the soybeans. I mean, I think now I'll have to talk to Mr. Pearl about this because I don't know many small farmers who grow soybeans, a lot of them, especially here in the Northeast, although there are more and more people who are doing that. But from the point of view of the U.S., we are the number two supplier of soybeans to the Chinese. And they're using that, a lot of it, to feed the pigs over there. But then there's this big deal about swine flu and swine fever that's affecting what the pig farmers even are, how they're even surviving. Let's see, what else are there? In terms of looking at the overall growth, there's other grain, sorghum, for example. They haven't bought a lot of that. That's good for feeding pigs and beef animals, that sort of thing. I guess I could go through this, whether it's maybe boring, just to know that they're thinking about doing other things. But will that affect relationship that we have with the small farmer getting it in the chops because of not just the reality of what's happening in the trade deals, but because of the talk around them? Farmers are hurt. So people sort of, for whatever the reason, they stay away from farming and farmers because they don't think that there's any future there. Look at all of the bad publicity the news media gives toward, you know, any number of problems they have. And we know, and this is the frustration of me being in a business that talks about what's going on in the news. It is so negative, and we tend to glom onto that for whatever reason. I guess it's human nature, glomming onto the stuff that's bad news. Matter of fact, this last podcast that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, I'm talking about the news, the ag news, Democratic presidential hopeful, what they're hearing from farmers, the also on the this podcast, swine flu, and it's linked to China. Then we, on the podcast that's now up there at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, you'll meet Fritz Botner of Sprouting Farms. He runs a collective project director from Charleston, West Virginia. Sprouting Farms has become a training center for nonprofit farms, educational center, teaching new farmers to be more sustainable, production techniques, that sort of thing, providing shared resources, educational opportunities. This is something actually I was thinking about doing on my farm. Teach people how to do this particular type of farming. And I'm not saying just what they're doing at Sprouting Farms, but the farming I'm doing is all about raising animals and keeping them healthy. What do you do about pink eye, for example? How do you keep heifers away from other heifers, keep them from sucking on their teats? You know, that kind of stuff. That's important for farmers to understand it, and because there are so few farmers that are passing this along to their children or anybody, because nobody wants to do it anymore, somebody's got to learn, somebody's got to know how to do this. So we highlight that, and I also talk about the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, and his responses to the media about the state of the family farm. I think these people are really out to lunch in Washington. And I'm not just talking about the administration. I'm talking about politicians in general, even some of the people that are on these various committees, the Ag Committee in the House and on the Senate side. I just think that they're out of touch. They really are with the realities of what's going on the farm. So with that, we are going to turn our attention in a moment to the Pearl Farm in Platte County, Missouri, and find out why this fellow, Michael Pearl, is having such good luck. He's a fifth-generation farmer on this land, and for that, amongst others, just because of that, he's worthy of our attention. So we'll get to that. I want to bring, speaking of attention, your attention to a way for you to donate a lot of old equipment you may have around, and maybe in the driveway, maybe behind the barn. Maybe out of, every farmer has got a junkyard. You know it. I know it. I've got mine. I got a bunch of old balers and choppers and some old equipment that I keep because I use the parts to fix the newer equipment that is from the same manufacturer. Well, I got plenty of that stuff in my yard, and I'm going to do what I'm suggesting you ought to do. That's give it to one of, you know, to the veteran of the American Family Farm and the American Family Farmer. We know how important farms are because we are a part of the world of growing and of being. So, if you've got a truck, a tractor, an old piece of equipment, maybe a motorbike, a boat, a trailer, whatever you've got, an old car, so let's do this collectively. Let's go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, and let's donate. We can donate it. Nobody's going to charge you anything for doing it. Somebody will come pick up the vehicle, whatever it is. It'll be a tax-deductible transaction, and you'll be helping the tradition of American family farming. So donate today by going to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. There's a button there. There's a form online. Or you can call 888-342-GIVE to give any old equipment you have. Come on. You know as well as I do, you've got junk around you can get rid of. So call them at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or complete the form online at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Right here, popcorn! Get your popcorn!
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip! Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent!
Time now for us to meet Michael Pearl here on the American Family Farmer. He's been a successful marketer, was in the advertising field. He comes from Platte County, Missouri, and now is back to the land, fifth-generation farmer on his family farm. Michael, good to have you here. How large is the Pearl Farm?
Good morning, Doug. Glad to be here. The farm right now is just a little bit less than 100 acres. It's something that's manageable for me and what we do for a living.
When you say manageable, how do you define that?
When I say manageable, I think of, you know, what we've gone through, you know, the rain, you know, the ditches.
Yeah.
I'm a small vegetable farmer, you know, managing weed, managing erosion, managing, you know, cultivation, harvest. It's a manageable product. We have, you know, a few acres of soybeans, which those are fairly easy. But when I say management, with the resources we have, being able to take care of the products that we have and grow.
Yeah. So there are no animals on the farm. Have there ever been, if you're the fifth generation working, I can't imagine there weren't animals there at one point.
Yeah, there's a lot of animals on the farm, Doug. When I grew up on the farm, when I said I grew up and up until college, you know, we had cattle. Mm-hmm. We had beef cattle. We had dairy cattle. We had hogs. We got rid of our last horses about a year ago. A lot of horses. You know, we rode in parades, managing cattle. We farmed up at least up to about 1,200 acres. So we had, a lot of ground to cover. So a lot of animals and a lot of taking care of those animals.
Why did that change for you, your specific circumstances there on your farm?
Why did it change for me?
Yeah. Why did it change to the farm, I suppose? The going away from animals to focusing on produce.
Yeah, that changed real quickly. The management, the amount of energy, the amount of resources, and it really wasn't my forte in managing the animals. That's a whole different 24/7, 365 a week.
Sure is.
365 a year, rather.
It sure is. Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about it. Stand by. Thank you. Michael Pearl here on the American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Harvesting, helping, it's all part of what happens on any good family farm. Michael Pearl is here from the Pearl Farm in Missouri. For those of you who may be like I am a curious sort, so I Google everybody. And what comes up first is not Michael Pearl the farmer, but Michael Pearl the minister. And he apparently isn't the greatest guy in the world. If you ever do that, do you ever look, Michael, at people to see who else has the same name as you do? I have done that for a long time. With
yeah, I've done that in the past, and probably not too many of us, actually. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah. So your father got you to go to school. He understood the importance of education. You got a degree in advertising. That's where you went to kind of go back to where you come from.
Right.
So you were able to make money and then decide early on, as a lot of people who work in Manhattan for decades, they've had enough and I want to go back. Either I want to find my roots someplace else or I want to go back to my roots. So you had the benefit of a good career, you had probably some money, and yep. Did you reinvest that in the farm?
Yeah, we continually, you know, reinvested in the farm with equipment. Okay, when my father was done, he was done. We leased land out, and you know, with him being done, you know, we sold all the big iron equipment, right? And so I had to reinvest and buy some smaller equipment. Get me through vegetable planting, so we didn't need combines.
Give us an example of the kinds of things that you had to buy. What sort of equipment do you use on your farm? Keeping in mind, this is an 88-acre farm, folks.
Yeah.
It's vegetable crops for the most part. So what do you use? Give us an example or some examples of what you have.
The biggest part of it is actually probably the soybean piece of it, which we leased out. But, you know, for me, for example, a potato digger, you know, the potato diggers, you know, they're anywhere $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. A tractor, a four-wheel drive tractor for the soft and muddy conditions. Cultivators, single-row, multi-row cultivators to cultivate weeds out of the crops. Planters. Do we have two or three transplanters, you know, for onion crops, for potatoes, you know, wagons. So those are the type of things we had to go and sort of buy and invest in, so if you will.
you know, sprayers. We use organic methods, but still there's organic pesticides that we use to spray. So we had to do.
I'm finding that hard. I raise a lot of hay now on land that was corn land, and I'm going to start growing hemp, I hope, in the next year, because that's a great cash crop, and certainly there is demand for it. And I've never used chemical fertilizers. I used to have a great witch's brew of cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure.
Yeah.
And when I show up on the scene, the neighbors would all run for cover because I'm in a suburban setting. And I wonder about that. I don't know this area. I worked at St. Louis KMOX a long time ago. I don't know this. Are you close to Kansas City, or where are you?
Yeah, I mean, we're about 15 minutes out of Kansas City. Actually, the farm proper is in Kansas City, so we're 15-20 minutes out of the city. But the great thing about it, Doug, is we've got some of the, when I talk to people, some of the best ground soil, not in the Midwest, not in the county, but the world.
I want to come back to that because you mentioned it when we started, the problems that you and others are having in that locale and west of there, probably 100 to 400 miles west and south of where you are with all the water, what that's done to your farm, to your ability to get started, what will that do to your profit this year, what has it done for the quality of that fabulous soil that you're talking about, the Mississippi River Basin, in a sense, or stretching out from there. So that'll be our focus as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Pearl of the Pearl Farm here on the American Family Farm.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
I love being on my tractors. I asked Michael Pearl from the Pearl Farmers here with us on the American Family Farmer in this hour, talking about how he has converted his farm in Missouri to more vegetable crops from being a cattle and dairy operation. He's a fifth-generation farmer, took a different tack, that is, went to the big city and made his way and then came back. Was your father alive still when you came back to the farm? Was he pleased that you came back?
Actually, no. My father, wasn't alive. My father had passed away. Actually, 1 year of me being out east. Actually,
I'm sorry.
So we never got a chance to talk about what we want to do transitionally. But I'm sure he's good with it.
I'm sure he's looking down. That's for sure. The purpose of this program is to bring to people who are on the farm, people who have farm businesses, the locavores that support us. It's to give you a way to see through maybe some of the problems. Just ideas. We're all about ideas here, and you've got some interesting ones. Before I get to some of the specifics, I do want to go back to the business about the weather and what it's done to your schedule this year. And would you describe, because I don't think I've had anybody on the program since all the floods over the last couple of months from that specific area, to describe just how it impacted you. Maybe give us from the beginning how it started, what it's taken.
Certainly, Doug. From the beginning, let's think about here in the Midwest, particularly Kansas City area, the amount of snow and the intense cold we had this year. So we had a lot of ground snow, which is great. That seeps into the ground and provides moisture. But however, that turned it right into heavy rain. Heavy rain, slow thawing. So in turn, what that did, that delayed us a month probably getting into the field. For example, I tend to get potatoes in on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. Probably didn't get those in till April the 17th, April the 18th. So that was a continuing saga. You know, delays, and when there wasn't delays, there really wasn't enough time to get in the field because of the intense rain, the magnitude of the rain, and dry days. So really a complication that I've never seen in my life. So that's what we had to deal with. And so with that, you know, you do the best you can. You work dry areas. You re-ditch. You redirect water. You're planting on hills, of course. So you're doing anything to mitigate the loss in what you know is going to be productivity, what you know is going to be time to market. We probably lost our soybean crop. In other words, when I say lost, probably won't get one in. We'll probably go back and try to get in some late pumpkins and some late watermelon. So that's where we're at today.
How do you know what sells? How do you know what will? So you're changing your routine. A lot of people think soybeans are only for large farmers. They don't remember the edamame and some of the other more edible fruits. And I think that really is kind of what I love edamame. It's relationship to soybeans, because we think, I was talking at the beginning of the program about how soybeans are big on the Chinese diet or on the bill of fare of, in terms of trade, but what you're growing really is not relatable at all to the product that has the same name, is it?
Yeah, it is. The soybeans that we're growing, yeah, those are, you know, for cattle feed, primarily the soybeans, you know. That.
So how much land do you devote to that, then? If you're,
yeah, there's only maybe, I don't know, 50 acres of soybeans, not a lot. But, you know, if I were doing it differently, we'd probably grow organic soybeans, and you know, you're probably going to do twice as well on organic soybeans when the farmers make that transition, as they will with conventional, you know, GMO type soybeans that we currently raise.
Well, that's the bottom line, finding a market. So I wanted to go back to that and how things have changed as you've grown. You had every year, do you try something new?
Yeah.
You stayed with tried and true. You got watermelons, you got spinach, you got radishes, potatoes, squash, what else?
Yeah, every year we try something new. You know, you have to, you try to get ahead of these things. And you, how do you get ahead of, just like in a, you know, corporate Fortune 100 marketing job, you know, you do research. You listen to your customers. I've traveled around the world doing market research. You know, I'm around here, and then you listen to the customers. You understand what the trends are. And so with that, we're trying something new every year. We're doing garlic, which is not a new crop, but it sells, and it's for us. We're doing, for example, you know, Napa cabbage, bok choy. I'm listening to the, for example, the juicers that are working around here and doing organic juicers and seeing what's hot on their agenda. And then today it's celery. So there's, you know, you listen to the customers, you listen to the business owners, you listen to the restaurateurs. What's going on? What are people interested in? What are they eating? Okay. So you get that research and you make adjustments in your operation to accommodate that, where it's amending the soil, you know, if more acid, less acid, more neutral, in order to grow that particular crop.
You know, and you go back and think about what it is that works and how you get it to work. Are you one of these people? I give this is a prejudicial question because it's me, in a sense. I don't ever intend to give this up. My way of life is built around my radio career, but also about the farm, and I don't feel to give either one of them up because I don't really see life without them, frankly. Do you feel that way? You gave up a career to come back to the farm. Does the farm keep you busy for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think the farm, you know, first of all, you know, when I tell people, you know, first of all, didn't give up a career because, you know, you gave up perhaps a 8-to-5 or probably a 8-to-8 or whatever it is, and probably substantial portion of income. However, you know, this is marketing. You know, this is, if you're going to do it right, this is hardcore marketing. This is about, you know, what we do. What we did. This is about customer acquisition. This is about customer retention. This is about repeat purchase, right?
Yep.
It's about you know, the whole marketing thing, you know, testimonials, customer experience. This whole thing is wrapped up in what we do on the farm, and the great thing is, as a farm owner, as a business owner, you're controlling the means of production, you're producing, you're growing, and you're developing your own marketing plan. So, hadn't give up the marketing piece. Without the marketing piece, you're not going to be successful. I happen to be, since I've been a junior in college, I've been doing direct marketing professionally. That's my expertise, and so that's exactly what we're doing here. We're doing direct marketing to the consumer. I do business-to-business marketing to the restaurants and institutions, then we do business-to-consumer. And I never forget a conversation Dad and I had I was probably 16 years old, saying if we could take the middleman out, we'd probably do a lot better. We'd do okay.
Yeah.
So taking the middleman out, we go directly to consumer. And so the farm piece, and answer your question, yeah. I mean, we'll do it till I can't possibly do it anymore. And if I can't do it, I'll talk about it and write about it.
Yeah, right. And do you have family that's working with you?
Yeah. I've extended, everything from cousins to, the three, my wife and I, three kids, my wife Margarita, we have, three kids, and they are engaged. They all are professional people, but they're engaged in it on a regular basis, one more in college. My wife, critical thing about being a farmer, without a tremendous wife, you're not going to.
You're going to have a buy-in.
yeah, the buy-in, and also a partner, legitimate partner, if you're not going to be successful. And so brothers, sisters, they're out, certainly all supportive and help. So it's, it's the concept of family farm engagement, but it's also, it's family, communities engaged, neighbors engaged, all help. So you're not going to do this thing by yourself. It's as labor intensive as it is. I could farm 1,000 acres of soybeans by myself.
You're sitting on a tractor. Yeah. That's not farming. It really isn't. I kind of resent people. Yeah, exactly. I resent some of these. And that's what happens with big ag. It's just another commodity. It's just another business. It's not, you don't feel anything. That's what we're about, the business of feeling. Maybe it's a life whose time has passed. I hope that's not the case. A lot of these great casual conversations that we have with folks like you are aimed at giving people hope. This is the American Family Farmer Show. More from Michael Pearl after I remind you about how important your energy is, your performance levels, your intensity. As you get older, you're not, by definition, young anymore. The youthful you isn't there anymore. And so as you grow older, do you lose it or do you improve with age? For the men who are listening to this program right now and the women who are with them, if you don't know, the secret is in testosterone. Your level of testosterone helps you stay a man. You're a man, you want to be a man. Your bloodstream contains a couple of types of testosterone. And the testosterone that attaches to the molecules in your body, I don't want to be too doctoral here, but basically the testosterone, the free testosterone in your system, helps you have more energy, perform better in your job, in the work you do, whether it's around the farm or whatever, and in making love. This is a very important part of us continuing to feel good as we age. A lot of people just lose interest in lovemaking, and it's kind of unhealthy, actually. We're not talking about, this is not something, although a lot of hardcore bodybuilders are using Nugenics. That's the product that I have in focus here. Nugenics has helped break the stereotype that testosterone boosters were only for bodybuilders, because they aren't. As a matter of fact, they aren't. Some of the stuff's not really healthy for you. This is. Take it for 3 months and see what a difference it makes to all the areas of your life. The more powerful Nugenics formula created to help you feel better, feel like you have, increase your energy, improve muscle, and igniting passion and improving performance in the bedroom. That's really what it's all about with Nugenics. How'd you like to get a free bottle to try it out and see just how it works for you? Compliments of the folks at Nugenics. All you have to do is text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Text FORCE to 321321. A bottle of Nugenix, which has won all kinds of awards for performing and doing what they say the promotion says it'll do. Free bottle now can be on its way to you, so you can become more confident. All you have to do is text FORCE to 321321. It really is that simple. Text FORCE to 321321.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. Here's a study that's examining what's in organic food and organic milk versus conventional milk. Let's take the milk itself now. These tests show that a majority of the samples that were taken of conventional sort of DFA milk, Dairy Farmers of America, non-organic milk, have tested positive for certain chronic levels of pesticides, illegal antibiotics, and growth hormones. The organic samples tested at either a much lower rate or they didn't exist in comparison. This study was conducted down at Emory University in Atlanta, looked at a number of samples of conventional milk and organic milk pulled from retail stores all around the country. But again, knowing that one company, DFA, one family, controls 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country, I know you're going to see a lot different. They're also trying to control the organic milk supply. Among the antibiotics detected in the conventional milk, there are all kinds of stuff that's been outlawed, in fact, for use in milk-producing cattle, but it's still there. The growth hormones and that sort of thing. Names you can't, like sulfamethazine. You can't pronounce it, but it's not good. One conventional sample contained levels of amoxicillin, and that's something you use to cut, infections and stuff. Bovine growth hormones, the residue from them, and pesticide residues were up 60% in the conventional samples, and none of the organic samples had any of them at all. So I guess a word to the wise is sufficient here. Stop if you want to sell your milk and get the best value for it, have the best quality milk. Don't fill it up with all kinds of gunk. That's my word. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Back to our final few moments with Michael Pearl from the Pearl Farm in Missouri. We were talking about the family and the things that are important to get things going. How do you decide who your customer is? I know you do a lot of farm to table, which is great. That's a trend. But then you market, you want the neighbors and people in your community to come in, but how do you target? Because you are a marketer by trade, and this must be very helpful in your success.
Yeah. How we target, we continue to go to local conferences, local events. I'll speak at the schools. So you'll go to conferences, you go to events, you'll engage the public, you'll talk to customers. This is an environment where you can talk to people, one-on-one and really boil down to what they want, what they know. And, of course, you've got to sell. They may not know what they may not want. We may have a new product. So you're going to have to get out there and sell the product. For example, 7 years ago, blue potatoes. We talk about the antioxidant levels, you talk about the anthocyanins, you talk about the low carb. So you sell, you educate, and you promote, and it'll fall out from there. Customers will fall out from there.
So All in all, you've really come up with kind of a neat way to succeed. You've been very creative. You understand the discipline it takes. Sometimes I'm sure you feel kind of alone, but you've got your family there to help you out. So this is a great, I wish you, as a marketer, do a website, will you, so I can send people to your website to see just exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it, because you are an inspiration. Michael Pearl here on the American Family Farmer.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, and the focus of my commentary is going to be the future of solar arrays on farms. Is it a good idea, good business practice? I know here in Massachusetts, a lot of farmers are putting solar. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of putting it on some of the unproductive land. And so that's the question. How do we decide where to put it? And how do you keep from being enticed with all the dollars and making a mistake for the future? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments right after this. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Here's the DJV code to Southern Tier, 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. No secret to this. There are a lot of farms that are in very difficult straits. I'm trying to get people to grow hemp on farms, but some states, like the state I live in, Massachusetts, has its head placed somewhere where the sun doesn't shine when it comes to the realities of getting people to do this. And in terms of what it does, it's just another commodity like corn or hay or beans or whatever else, but they don't see it that way because, you know, government has never seen something it didn't want to try to regulate. So along comes the solar companies, and they come to farmers and they say, okay, let us use your land to put these solar arrays on. No denying that the population is increasing. I mean, I can remember back in, 1960s, 70s, when it was 4 billion, and now it's almost 7 billion, and that's only, 40 years to the future, 50 years to the future. So the population brings with the increase in population, brings with it an increase in carbon emissions and the move to renewable energy sources. There are a lot of opportunities for a variety of renewable sources. It depends on the scale. They're being developed around our country and around the world. But the short and long-term pros and cons of each of these ought to be examined. I know as a dairy farmer, land owner, forest owner, I'm concerned about the effects of large-scale solar arrays and what that does to our food security and our open space. What we've done, however, the government and Big Ag has managed to devalue the value of our land for food just because of the way we're importing food, the whole trade thing, what they're doing to the land and the product. There's all kinds of issues here. So it changes the value of some of the land. I saw some information recently that in the last 19-20 years, we've lost about 40 million acres of farmland. Imagine that. Think about it. What's happened? 40 million acres of farmland have been lost to development. That's about 5,000 acres a day, folks. 5,000 acres a day. There are 900 million acres in the U.S. classified as farmland. 340 million of these are considered cropland, which is land suitable for cultivation of vegetables and nuts and things like that. The acreage, the rest of it is all sort of pasture and grasslands suitable for grazing livestock. But as the demand for food and fiber increases, it may even go up by 50% in the next 50 years, we have to ask ourselves, what's the best use of agricultural land? I'm not sure that putting these solar arrays on productive land, it's a good idea right now, but what's going to happen in 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now? The problem is that's not your problem. You have to survive today, and I get that. I'm going to put solar on my farm to handle the building of a processing plant for products that I'm going to grow on the farm. And I think I'm only going to use land that can't be used for grazing. But there are a lot of people who are just taking the land out of production because they can't make any money producing it and putting up solar. And the guys going around, the snake oil salesmen that are telling people this is a great deal. It is, tax-wise and otherwise, for the moment. But my caution to you would be to think twice about what the long-range use may be, and maybe you modify somewhat your plans for solar. Food for thought here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.